Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Basser. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're holding in Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara really in Daf Yud Gimel is a continuation of the sugya that began on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. The Gemara there brought down an Iboya, a question of Rami Bar Choma. Rami Bar Choma is discussing a case where a person has a piece of Shlomim after Zrikas Adam that's lying in front of him, and then he takes a kikar and says that this kikar should be like this piece of shlomim l'achar Zrikas Adamim, this piece of meat which happens to be l'achar Zrikas Adamim. In other words, the Gemara explains that had this person spoken explicitly that I want this kikar to have dinim of a shlomim l'achar Zrikas Adam, then certainly the kikar would be mutter. And the reason is because shlomim after Zrikas Adam is mutar b'chila, everyone could eat it, any yid could eat such shlomim. So therefore, you can't be matzvus a kikar onto the shlomim. The only question is, what about when there's a piece of meat which happens to be lachar Zrikas Adam, and a person takes a kikar and says, zeh kazeh? So our question is, do we say, does he mean to say that he wants that this kikar should be like the dinim that were previously on the shlamim, or does he mean that he literally the zekazeh? He means that the kikar should be like the piece of meat that's in front of him. That was the shaila of Rami Bar Choma, and our Gemara on the bottom, which really starts on the bottom of Yud Beis on Beis, wants to make this shaila of Rami Bar Choma dependent on a machlekes tanoim. The Gemara brings down a brisa about that discusses someone that says harei alai kebuchar. He says that he wants, like the Ran says, that this kikar should be like a buchar. So the brisa says Rabbi Yaakov oiser Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yaakov says that that's an effective way of being matvis, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's mutter. It's not effective. It's not a valid neder. So the Gemara asks, what is the case in which Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing? If we're talking lifnei zrikas damim, if we're talking that you just say like you want this to be like a bechor prior to zrikas damim, which the Ran explains means that doesn't mean davka before zrikas damim. The point is that you just say that you want this to be like a regular bechor. So then the Gemara doesn't understand why should anyone be matur in such a case, since a bechor is a complete carbon. Why should it not help to make hatfasa on a bechor? And the Gemara says, and if it's talking about after Zrikas Damim, I say that I want this kikar, it should be like a bechor after Zrikas Damim, so then what's the reason for the one that asers? It's not different than the every shlamim that we said, the Gemara says for Pshitas, that if you say that this kikar should be like every shlamim lachar Zrikas Damim, that it's not an effective neder, because there's no dinim on a shlamim achar Zrikas Damim. So the Gemara says, El Lav, it must be that the case is that Machas Psar Bechar, you have the meat of a Bechar, and Mamash, like the case of Rami Bar Choma, you have a piece of Bechar, and then you want to be matzvah something onto this actual piece of Bechar, and therefore we see this case is a Machlaikis Tanayim, and therefore we could take out from this Baisa that the Abaya, the Kler of Rami Bar Choma, is a Machlaikis Tanayim, that Rabbi Yehuda is matter, and in other words, because he would hold b'dahashta kamatvis, and Yaakov is machmer because he holds b'mikari kamatvis. That is what the Gemara wants to say initially, is the machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda is mamish this machlekes, these two tzadim that Rami Bar Choma has. The Gemara rejects this explanation, and the Gemara says that really we're talking that the person's matvis kaidim zrikas adam. And the Ran explains, this doesn't mean literally before Zrikas Adam, it just means that a person was matvus in a regular Bechar. He says this kikar should be like a Bechar. And Afal Pikein, we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, whether that's a valid neder. And the Gemara explains that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda is matur and he holds it's not a valid neder is because he darshins, the pasuk says ki yidar. It has to be achi yidar b'davar hanodar. And since a Bechar is not called, in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, a Davar Nader, that's why it does not work. And Mitzvah Shem soon will see what it means, how we define a Davar Nader according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says that really Rabbi Yaakov agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that you need a Davar Nader, but just he holds there's a special pasuk, to Marba, L'Shem, to be marbe, the lashon of the Gemara is davar aser. The Ryan explains that doesn't mean every davar aser. It means a bechar. Lashem we being marbe a bechar. That is also called a davar nader, and that's why Rabbi Yaakov holds the kirin matzvus bebechar. That's the way the Gemara explains the machlekes Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda l'maskana. The Gemara goes on to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the word Lashem comes to tell you that you could even be matzvus on a chatas and ashem. There will be havamina that hatvasa does not help for chatas and ashem, which the Mishnah Sem will explain. We'll see what Havi Shonim understand that. And the Gemara tells us that from Lashem, Rabbi Yehuda learns out that it does work to be matzvus by a chatas and an asham. The question is, what does it mean when the Gemara says that you have to be matzvus b'neder? So the Rosh explains that matzvus b'neder means that by a chatas, even a person who owes a chatas, he has to actually go and say, ahead and say, zeh l'chatasi, and verbally make this into chatas. That's what it means that he's matzvus b'neder. The fact it takes a human action to be matzvus of the behemah. However, if you look at the Ran, if you look carefully at the Ran does not explain the words matzvus b'neder in the way the Rosh does. Rather, the Ran says matzvus b'neder means that through his neder he has to choose which behema he's going to bring. So it's the Lashon of the Ran is very meduktik that if, let's say, he would have a din, the chatas and asham would compel him to makdish a specific behema. And unless he's makdish that behema, wouldn't be kaddish. But there's a din specially to makdish this behema. According to the Ran, that would not be called a davar nader, because the kedusha doesn't, because this that makes a davar nader is not the fact that it takes my mouth, that it takes the person to actively makdish it in order to make a hekdash. Rather, it's because the person chooses which behema he'll be makdish. Mashin came according to the Rosh, even if, let's say, there would be a din on a chatos that you have to be makdish a certain specific behema. So since the behema is not kaddish until I'm makdish it, that would still be called a davar nader. That's the machlekes Rosh and Ran. Now, to answer this question we're asking on the Ran, I saw Shmuel Ruzovsky in the Shirim over here when he explains the sheet of the Ran that the only reason why Echatas is not called is called the davar nader is because the person selects which animal he wants to be makdish. He explains why it is that he does not agree with the Rosh that the fact itself that it takes the person to makdish the chatas, that itself makes it a davar nader. And Shmuel explains, because really a person is unable on his own to transform something to transform an animal into a chatas. He needs the obligation that the Torah put on him to make to bring a chatas. That is what enables him to make an animal a chatas. But it left his own, and as a person just decides he wants to make something to chatas, he's unable to make something into chatas. So therefore, Shmuel Zovsky learns, that's why the Ran, that's how he explains the Ran, that only this that a person does have a choice in, other words, he has complete control over which animal he wants to be makdish, that's what makes the being makdish a chatas into a davar nader. Because it's the person that decides which animal it is that he wants to be makdish. So based on this, Reb Shmuel, we could answer the question we're asking on the Ran also. Because really, a bechor is a form of shlamim. If a person wants, he can make at will an animal into a shlamim. So therefore, the Gemara understands that if let's say, a person would have to be makdish the bechor in order to give a ketusha, so then the ketusha that would come to the bechorah, this ketusha shlamim that comes to the bechorah would be considered completely that the person is doing it. Because if the person wanted to bring a shlamim, he doesn't have to go over to this bechorah to make a shlamim. It's entirely in his hands to make a shlamim. So therefore, when he makes the bechorah into a carbon, that itself, that he's able to make this type of ketusha on his own volition, that itself makes this ketusha into davar nader. Ma'ashein kein by a chatos and an asham, where a person lacks that capability, a person cannot make something the chatos and asham just out of his own volition. That's why you need this extra svara that he's allowed to select, where he's able to select which behemah he wants to be makdish. I just want to point out that the Gemara is somewhat meduyik, like this Mahalach of the Ran, because the Gemara says, "Ask the Kasha, Mara Isa l'Rabbis Chatos v'Asham ulahitzi b'char." The Gemara seems to say that there's a svara that why Chatos v'Asham should be less of a candidate to be called Davar Nader than b'char. So, Chayyur, what's the mail of a Chatos v'Asham over a Bechor. But the way we're saying now, based on Shmuel Ruzovsky, then there's a very simple explanation. Because Bishlam by a Chatzos, a Bishlam by a Bechor, where's the Kedusha Shlomim? So then, the person is able, has the Koyach, to affect the Kedusha Shlomim at will. Whereas, by a Chatzos V'Osham, there a person can't make a Chatzos V'Osham only if he's aided by the Pasuk, so we have a Mina that a Chatzos V'Osham is not as good as a Bechor, and that's what the Gemara says, that no, it's still called, that he still, since he has the Matzos of Benedra, since he selects which one he wants the Imakdash, that's more of a compelling reason to make it into a Dover Nadir. The Gemara goes on to say that according to Rabbi Yaakov, the reason why a person can be Matzos B'Bechor is because there's a mitzvah to be Makdash the Bechor, even after it's Kaddish B'Dei Shemayim. So the Achrayim really grapple with this issue. How could it possibly be that by having a mitzvah to go say on something that's Kaddish and to be Makdash it, how could that possibly make that this thing is called a Davar Nadir? The Kedusha, as far as the Pshuta, as far as the Kedusha, which is Chal on the animal, nothing changed by the fact that I was Makdash it. It used to be Kaddish and now it's Kaddish. So since I'm not affecting a Kedusha, how could it possibly be that this is called a nadir to the extent that I could go be matzvah something and that will be called being matzvah on a davar nadir? So the Chachamim have a number of different approaches to answer this question. The Machan Ephraim in the Dorim Simin Yud, he has a question. He asks from our Gemara onto the Rosh. The Rosh in Maseches Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Simin Dalet, says that, and really Tosfos also is like that, that let's say you have something that has on it both an Issa D'Raisa and a Neder. L'mashal, someone has a piece of Nevela that he made a Neder. He said, "Koinem this Nevela upon me." So then your matzvis on to Kikar, you say the Kikar should be like this piece of Nevela. So the Rosh says, and Tosfos also is like this, that such a Neder is not Chal. Because since it's Be'etzim Adavra Aser, even without my Neder, it would still be Aser. So therefore, it's not called a Dover Nader, and I can't be Matvis onto it. So the Machan Ephraim asks on the Rosh from our Gemara, because in our Gemara, it says over here that if you have a Bechar, according to Yaakov, if you have a Bechar that was Aser before you were Makdashit, it's Kaddish Merechem, and then you go ahead and you're Makdashit, so now I have something that has both on it, both Iser, in other words, both Hekdash B'Dei Shemayim, that I can't be Matvis, and an Isser, a Neder, and a Dover Neder that I could be Makdash. And the Gemara says, according to Yaakov, that I could be Matvis onto such a Bechar. So you see, Rechon Ephraim asks, that you see, not like the Rosh, you see that something that has on it an Isser and a Neder, I could be Matvis on. That's the Machan Ephraim's Kasha on the Rosh. So what we see from this Machan Ephraim is a very big Kiddush. We see that this, that the Torah says, the Gemara says, that it's a mitzvah l'akdishoy, that it's a mitzvah t'imakdish v'chor, it's not pshat that it's a mitzvah ba'alma to go through the motions of saying that this v'chor is kaddish. Rather, after a makdishit, there are now two dinim on this animal. There's a din now of v'chor b'dei shemayim, and there's also a din of the kedusha that comes that he was makdishit. That's how the Machan Ephraim is able to ask on the Rosh. If the din is that I'm just going through the motions of saying that this is kaddish, but really the entire kedusha comes by the shemayim, then how could the Machan Ephraim compare our Gemara to the case of the Rosh, where there's really two isurim? Over there in the case of the Rosh, there's a complete isur of a neder. The person put on a legitimate neder, and the Rosh is saying that from the fact that there's an isur even without the neder, that's enough to make that you can't. It's not called the davar neder. If we would say that the deeper over here that he's putting on the neder does not actually affect the bechar, then the Machan Ephraim would not have a kasha. So that is the Machan Ephraim we see an important yisoid that when a person is makdish a bechar bepeh, there are now two types of ketushas that are sitting on this bechar. There's a ketusha of the Bechayrus that came Kaddish Merechem, and there's also a Ketusha that came with the Ketusha's Piv by his Neder. The Ar Sameach in Hilchas Nedarim Perkimel Halacha Hey answers this Kasha of the Machan Ephraim, and you see from his answer that he also learned like the Machan Ephraim that when a person is makdish a bechor, so then in addition to the kedushas bechor that came b'day shemayim, that it's kadosh mirachem, there's also a kedushas bechor that comes b'day adam. However, the Ar Sameach learns a much more nuanced approach. He says, to answer the kasha that the Machne Ephraim asked on the Rosh, he says that there's a very big difference between the case of a Bechar, where a person is putting on Ketushas Bechara, and other Yisurim, a person puts on a neder onto something that's already Aser. He says, because by Bechar, when a person's Makdash Bechara, he's putting on the exact same sort of Ketusha, the same type of Ketusha that the Tari put on it. So it's true that now there are two types of Ketushas Bechara on this animal. There's a Ketusha that came Bidei Shemayim, and a Ketusha came Bidei Adam. But since it's the same type of Ketusha, therefore I'm able to imatvis on the Bechara. Basha Enkein, in the case of the Rosh, where the type of Isser that the person puts on this Nevela, for example, is a completely different type of Isser. One's a Neder, and one is a Isser Nevela. So then, such a thing can't be called a Dover HaNeder. Only where the Neder is exactly the same type of Kedusha as the Isser put on by the Torah, that's what makes it into a Dover HaNeder. That is the approach of the Sameach. And like I said, we see also from the Sameach that the fact that the person puts on the Ketushas Bechor B'peh makes that there's now two Ketushas on this animal. There's a Ketushas Bechor, and there's also a Ketusha, the Ketushas Bechor that came naturally, B'Kadosh Mirachem. There's also the Ketusha that the person later subsequently put on, Ketushas Peh of Bechor on this animal. That is the Mahalach of the Machne Ephraim and the Ar Sameach. Rav Shimon Shkop, in Simon Tess, he says a different Mahalach to explain this shaila about how could Rabbi Yaakov hold that Bechor is called a Dover HaNeder, since the Neder is just a mitzvah ba'alma to be makdish Bechor that it's already kaddish. So how does that change the characteristic of the Bechor to make that it's now called a Dover HaNeder? So Shimon asks another question over here. He asks that since a Bechor has kedusha, is kaddish merechem, it's already kaddish, how could the Bailim be makdash the Bechor? It's a Dover Shein Shaloi. The Gemara says that something that doesn't belong to a person, he can't be makdash it. So Rav Shimon asks that over here, since the Bechor is already Kaddish, so Kaddish means that it's not his, it belongs to Shemayim. So how could the person be makdash it? What kind of a hekdash is this if it's not his? So Rav Shimon Shkop answers this second question by saying that since it's a mitzvah on him to be makdash it, so therefore the Torah put it in his rishos to enable him to do this mitzvah of being makdish it. Shimon goes on to explain the sheet of Rav Yaakov that a Bechor is called a Dover HaNeder and you can matvis on it by saying that when a person is matvis it, it changes from being something that's Kaddish B'day Shemayim and now it's Kaddish B'day Adam. That's the way Rav Shimon explains and brought down in Chiddush Rav Shimon on Maseches Nedarim Siman Tes. Now, Rav Shimon's Talmud, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, in Shiurim Siman Kof Aleph, he explains that it seems to him that he heard from Rav Shimon that Rav Shimon doesn't mean that when a person is makdish a bechor, that now that's mafkia, it takes over, it stops the Kedusha Shemayim. That's not what Rav Shimon was saying. Rather, he says that when a person is makdash of the Bechor, now there are two sibois, two reasons why it's kaddish. In other words, what's making this animal now kaddish, b'ktushas Bechor, is two things. There's the fact that it was born as a Bechor, the ktusha that came in the Shemayim, that it's a kaddish merechem imay. And a second thing now is making a kaddish is the person's thibor that he was makdash it. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yaakov holds that a person could be matis onto Ketushas Bechor, because part of the Ketushas Bechor, one of the Sibis now that exists to create this Ketusha on the Bechor, is the fact that the owner was Maktishet. That is a second Mahalach in our Sugya. And there's a third Mahalach that Rabbi Chanan learns, and the Briskerov learns. Rabbi Chanan, in Kavis Shiurim, he learns that Einachanami, when a person's Maktish the Bechor, so there's no Ketusha that is chal as a result of his Hekdesh, because it's already Kaddish. However, since the Torah says it's a mitzvah to makdish it, That means that this that he's makdish it has the power to make it kaddish. Meaning that if, let's say, for some reason the kedusha mirechem imoi wouldn't cause it to be kaddish, this dibur would now cause it to be kaddish. So Rabbi Chanan says that that's enough to be called that it's a davar hanader. Rabbi Chanan gives an example to illustrate this concept from someone who makes a mum in a baal mum. The halacha is that it's also to make a bimatul mum b'kachim, and if you, let's say you have kachim, which is a baal mum, the person gets malchus if he makes a mum in this, willfully makes a mum in this kachim. Even though it's already possible, even though it's already baal mum, but Rabbi Chan explains the fact that the act of making this into baal mum is also would have been able to create this shame of baal mum, this designation of baal mum, that's enough to make that he's over the lav. And Rabbi Chanan says, similarly, the fact that I did an act that the Torah designates as enabling this to impart ktusha onto this bechor, that itself makes that this is now called the davar neder. Rabbi Chanan probably means is that it's my neder is a neder. It's a valid neder which is associated with this animal, even though the neder was not necessary, but since it's able, it's now an animal with a neder on it, that's enough to make that I can now be matris onto this animal. The Briskerov also learns Derech Rabbi Chanan that the Ketusha Sapeh, that a person is Makdash a Bechor, does not actually cause the Bechor to become Kaddish, it just has the potential to cause it to become Kaddish. And he explains this concept a little bit different than Rabbi Chanan. He bases his explanation on the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim Pek Aleph Halacha Yud. The Rambam over there is explaining this concept that we saw in the Gemara that a chatas and an osham is called a davar nader. So we said before that the Rosh says it's called a davar nader because it requires an act of the person to makdish it. That's what makes it into davar nader. We saw that the Ran holds the reason is because the person has to select the animal. The Rambam has a completely different approach to explain why a chatas v'osham is called a davar nader. He says the reason is because we find there's a chatas and an osham that a person can bring on his own volition. And that is the chatas and osham brought by a nazir. So the Briskerov points out that the lashon of the Gemara and the Rambam is that the person, it could be matvis onto any chatas. It's not just the chatas of a nazir, the osham of a nazir that a person can be matvis ketusha from. Rather, every single chatas and every single osham is called a davar nader since there is one type of chatas and osham that is a davar nader. Based on this principle, the Briskerov says that's the same concept over here by a Bechar. Since there is a Ketusha Sapeh, which has the power and is enabled to make this Bechar Kaddish, so even though it doesn't actually make it Kaddish, just it has the potential to make it Kaddish, that itself is enough to designate the Bechar as being a Davar Hanader. That is that's the way the Briskerov explains, but it's all based on this yisoid that the reason why a bechor is called a davar nader is because the neder, the ketusha that a person puts on it has the potential to be makdish the animal. So just to give a brief summary about there's three explanations in the Achronim to explain what it is the person is accomplishing with his neder when he designates an animal as a bechor. And they explain why it is that that's called makes it into a davar nader. According to the Machan Ephraim and the Or Sameach, there's an actual ketusha that's placed on the animal as a result of the person being makdashit for a bechor. Then we have the second mahalach was Reb Shimon Shkop, the way his Talmud Reb Shmuel Zovsky explained that when a person is makdish a bechor, so now there are two sibois, two causes to the ketusha. There's the natural cause of the ketusha that mirechem imoy that came as a result of its being born a bechor, and there's another cause of ketusha of the person who was makdish it. That also is another further cause to this becoming ketusha's bechor. And then we had the mahalach of Rabbi Chanan and the Briskerov, that the ketusha sapeh, with which a person is makdash of the bechor, does not actually cause the cause any difference in the Bechor, but the fact itself that it has the potential to cause, that itself is sufficient to call this Bechor a Dover HaNodur. Another big issue the Achrayim discuss is the Shita of the Rambam. At first glance, the Rambam in our sugya seems to have a stira. In Perek Aleph, Hilchos Nedarim, the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel writes that if someone says that these peiros should be alike a bechar, they should be like a bechar, harei and mutar. And he says the peiros are mutar. And the Rambam gives the reasons because the ketusha of a bechar is not a ketusha that comes bidei Adam. And therefore, a person can't use that to be matzah seneder. And like it says, lo yakdish ish oisai, the ketushas bechar does not require a person to makdish it. So, in a simple reading of the Rambam indicates the Rambam holds like passages like Rabbi Yehuda of our sugya that a person can't be matzvus from a bechar. However, the Rambam two halachas later in halacha tezvav over there he's discussing the Gemara of the chakira of Rami Bar Chama. The case is that a person has in front of him the meat of a shlamim and he says zeh kozeh. He takes peiros and he says these peiros should be like this shlamim. So the Rambam regarding this halacha says there's a distinction between the meat of a shlamim and the meat of a bechar. He says if a person is matzvah some peiros onto a regular shlamim, so then it does not make a difference if the piece of meat of shlamim is holding before Zrikas Adam or after Zrikas Adam, it will always be Kaddish. The Tatvas will work, and the peiros that he's trying to matzis onto this Shlamim will always have Ketusha and become Aser Beneder. However, the Rambam goes on to say, if the meat in front of him is a Bechar, then it depends. If the Bechar is holding before Zrikas Adam, then the peiros are Aser. However, if the Bechar is holding, this piece of meat is holding after Zrikas Adam, then the peiros that he's matzis onto them are mutter. That's the way the Rambam says in Halacha Tezvav. Now the Ravid is right away asks on the Rambam that what's the difference between whether the Bechar is holding before Zrikas Adam or after Zrikas Adam? Memanoshech. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so that Hatfasa doesn't help by a Bechar, so then even if the Bechar is holding before Zrikas Adam, Saif Kol Saif, he's being matvis on a Bechar. So the Hatfasa should not work. And if he holds like Rabbi Yaakov, then a person could be matvis on a Bechar, so then even after Zrikas Adam, why can a person not be matvis on a Bechar? Since the Rambam paskins that Bikari ka matvis, just like you see by Shlomim, La'achar Zrikas Adam, a person could be matvis because we say Bikari ka matvis, so why not say the same thing by Bechar? If you hold like Rabbi Yaakov, that a person can be matzis by a Bechar, so even if the Bechar is holding after Zrikas Adam, why can't a person be matzis? That's the question of the Ravid. The Kesef Mishnah adds to this question by saying that the Rambam himself, two halachas earlier, said paskins explicitly, like Rabbi Yehuda, that a person cannot be matzis by Bechar. So if so, how could it be that if a person's matzis b'bechar, normally he says this should be like a bechar, then the din is that it's not a good hatvasa. Whereas if he takes an actual bechar, and he said, which is holding before Zrikas Adam, and he says these peiros should be like this bechar, then it is chal. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is matmiya on the Rambam. Now the Kesef Mishnah brings down that this question on the Rambam was already asked to Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam. In his Shalos Tshuva Spirchas Avram, and he answers that there's a difference between the name of the Bechar, that's called the Davar Aser, whereas the Etzem piece of meat that happens to Bechar, that is a Shlomim, and therefore a person can be Matzusit. That's the answer Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam gives to this, to answer this Kasha on the Rambam. However, it's still difficult to understand that even if we'll say that there's a Ketusha Shlomim on the piece of meat that's Ketusha Kaddish Ketusha Sebechar, we still need to understand what's the difference between Kaidim Zrikas Adam and after Zrikas Adam. To the extent we're going to say that when you're matvis onto a piece of meat, so then we're going to just look at the fact that it's a Shlomim. So if it's a Shlomim, then even if it's extra as weak as a dam and a matzvus on it, why don't we say b'mikari k'matzvus? And just like a regular shlamim, when a matzvus achar zikas adam, then the hatvas is good because we say that bikari kamatzvus. So why not by a piece of bichar? Why don't we say the exact same thing, that when a matzvus, since it has a shlamim shlamim, if a matzvus aren't it, then bimatzvus bikari and it should be chal. The Brisker Rav brought down in the Reb Chaim al Shas, he explains this Rambam, and really his explanation lends a lot of insight into what the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam is saying. We already said earlier that the sheet of the Rambam is that the reason why a person is able to be matvis onto a chatos and an osham is not because a chatos and an osham require a person to makdish the animal to make a kaddish. For that reason, just because a person can make an animal needs to make an animal kaddish doesn't make it a davar anodah, since he's required to since he has a chiv on him to make an animal kaddish. So when he actually makes a kaddish, that's not considered a davar nader. What makes a chatus and osham considered a davar nader is the fact that we find a chatus and osham that a person brings of his own volition, and that is the chatus and osham of a nazir. And since we find there's a chatus and osham like that, so then every chatus and osham is now a type of carbon that a person could, it's considered a type of carbon which is a davar nader. So Riskrov says that based on this yisoid, he explains our Rambam. Because he says that every single Bechar, there are two inyanim in the Bechar. One is the Ketusha of the Bechar that's created Bidei Shemayim, and that doesn't come through a neder. The actual Ketusha of the Bechar, the Shem Bechar, that comes Bidei Shemayim, it's Kaddish Merechem Ima, it's nothing to do with the person. And that's not called a Dover Nader. However, a Bechar is also a Shlamim. A Bechar is also has Kedushas Karbon. And Kedushas Karbon is something that comes Aidei Adam. It may not come Aidei Adam in this instance, but since we find there are many Karbonis which does come through a Kedushas Adam, so that makes every Karbon, including a Karbon Bechar, the Kedushas Karbon is called a Davar Nader. So Brisker Rav explains that that's the difference between someone who's matvis in the Shem Bechar. In other words, he says Harei Zeke Bechar, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that's not called a Davar Nader, since he explicitly said that he's doing it with Kedushas Bechar, and Kedushas Bechar is not something that comes b'dei Adam, so therefore it's not called a Davar Nader and it's not Chal. And that's why the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel, when he brings down that discusses a case of someone who's Matzvus Bechar, the Rambam says that such a Hatvasa doesn't work and the Paris are in Kaddish. Masha Enking, the Brisker Rav says, when you have a piece of meat that happens to Bechar, so this piece of meat, we can determine within it two types of Kedushas. There's a Kedusha of Bechar, but there's also a Kedusha of the fact that it's Kodshei Shemayim, that it's Kodshim, and Kodshim is a Davar Nader. So when a person is matzvus onto an actual piece of meat, so then we say that he's being matzvus onto the fact that it's a carbon. And therefore, that's called a davar nader, and therefore the hatvas is chal. So that's what the Rambam says, that if a person is matus in a piece of meat that's a bechar before the zrikas adam, then it's the hatvas is chal. That's a valid nader because we interpret that he's not being makdish in the ketushas bechayra, rather he's being makdish in the ketushas carbon. Now the only thing that still remains to be answered is if we're saying that a person's being makdish on the Kedushas Karbon, when he's matvis, it says Zekazeh, he's Maktish on the matvis on the Kedushas Karbon. So why is it that even by Bechar, even after Zvikas Adam, why don't we say that it's Mikara Kamatvis and it's a valid Hatvasa? Just like by a Shlamim, which is a different type of Karbon, we say that even Achar Zvikas Adam, although there's no dinim of Kedusha that prevents a person from eating it now, Afal Pikein, we say be Mikara Kamatvis. So why don't we say the same thing by a Bechar? When a person's Matvis and a Bechar Achar Zvikas Adam, since he's being Maktish on the Kedusha's Karbon, let's say Mikara Kamatvis, that he means to be Matvis on the Kedusha that came earlier, and therefore it should be a valid hatfasa. So to answer this, the Brisker Rav explains, based on his understanding, that on the idea of the concept of Mikari Kamatvis. The Brisker Rav explained that when Rav Brachama says Meikari Kamatzvis, Rav Brachama means is that he's being matzvis on the original Siba of the Isser. For example, let's say by Shlom, he's being matzvis on to the cause that caused this behema to be a Shlomim, which is the neder with which a person was makdish it. So the Brisker Rav said, since that's the explanation of Meikari Kamatzvis, so then it's very understandable why over here by Bechar, when you have a Bechar Achar Zvikas Adam, you can't be matzvis onto it. Because Mamanavshech, if I'm being matzvis on the dinim that it has now, so right now it's mutter. Elamai, you want to say I'm being matzvis, Meikara Kamatzvis, Meikara means the original Siba Sektusha. The original Siba Sektusha by Bechar is the Kaddish Bidei Shemayim. So that's no better than someone saying the Peris Elu Kebechar. So Mamanavshech, a person cannot be Makdish onto a Bechar La'achar Zvikas Adam. That's the way the Brisker Rav explains this Rambam. I want to point out that according to Brisker Rav, it comes out of Chiddush Ladin. What'll be if, let's say, a person goes over to a live animal, which happens to be Bechar, and he takes Peiris and he says, Peiris Elu Kozet, Kebehemazu. So is that a valid form of Atvasa or not? So according to the way the Brisker Rav is explaining, when a person doesn't specify that he's being Makdish Kebechar, rather he's saying this should be like that, so since what he's being matzis in is the Ketushas carbon, so even if the animal's alive, then also the Ketushas Bechaira should... I want to point out that we had before, when we discussed about the question of Rami Brachami, Bikari Kamatzis, we had in the Rishonim and the Chronim three Mahalchim and what the word Bikari Kamatzis. The Ran in our Sugya, and most Rishonim seem to learn like that, is Bikari Kamatzis means that lush of Meikara. In other words, the dinim that were previously on this chaticha. That's the way most Rishonim explain the word Bikari Kamatzis. We had a second mahalach of the Ran in Maseches Shuas. The Ran over there said Bikari Kamatzis means in the primary shame of the Isser. In other words, there's primary Shlomim. In other words, this chaticha has a din of Shlomim, and he means to be Matzis on the primary shame Shlomim of this chaticha. Then we had a third mahalach, was this Brisker Rav that we just said, that the word Bikar Kamatzis means in the Iker Chalai Siba Se'isr. In other words, the Iker reason that's causing this to be Chal Ketusha in this carbon, that's what he's being Matzis in. Those are the three mahalach we had to explain the word Bikar Kamatzis. So I want to point out that this mahalach of the Brisker Rav only works according to his own mahalach. In other words, that the word Bikari Kamatzis means that the person's being matzvis onto the original Siba of the Isra, onto the thing that caused this to be Kaddish. That's why by Bechar, since what caused it to be Kaddish is the Hikdishai Shemayim, that's why it's not called the Davar Nadir, and that's why we don't say Bikari Kamatzis by Bechar. This Mahalach of the Brisker Rav would also work according to the Ran in Maseches Shuas, because the Ran says that what Bikari Kamatzis means on the primary shame, the primary type of Ketusha on this carbon, and over here too, the primary name of the carbon is a Bechar, so therefore, if we're going to say that we're going to say Bikari Kamatzis, so over here, since the Mikara here is a Ketusha's Bechar, that also would not work. That's those two Mahalchim, according to those two Mahalchim, we can explain with based on the Brisker Rav. However, according to the Rav Yishayim, the Bikari Kamatzis means that you're being matzis onto the Ketusha, that the dinim that were originally on the Schefetz, so then over here, by a Bechar, when you have a Chetichas Bechar, Achar Zvikas Adam, why can't you be matzis Meikarai? It's true right now this Chaticha is Mutar Bachila, so if you say B'dahashta Kamatzis, it would not work. But since we pass him Meikari Kamatzis, that a person is matzis on the dinim that originally existed, the dinim that originally existed on this animal were dina heter, like we're pointing out in the Brisker Rav, even when the animal was alive, the way the Brisker Rav learns, the hatosu would be chal. So why can't we matzis Meikari Kamatzis? Why can't we matzis on the Ketusha's carbon that existed prior to the Zrikas Adam? So the Brisker Rav works, is a nice explanation if you go with the Brisker Rav's explanation of what means Mikari Kamatzis, but l'chay you cannot learn that this Mahalach, if you learn like the other Rishonim, the Mikari Kamatzis means the original dinim. And really, the Lashon of the Rambam over here, the Rambam, when he describes the din of Mikar Kamatis, he says, Shalai hitvis ela bi'ikara shahaya asur. The Rambam, the simple reading of the Rambam, seems to be that what the person is being matzis is in the previous dinim. So if so, then we have to, then the question comes back that the previous dinim of this chaticha sbechar achar zvikas adamim were that it was a chaticha sbechar before the zvikas adam, and it was a ketushas carbon even when it's alive. So why can't we say by a bechar that it's bikari kamatzis, just like we say by a shlamim that it's bikari kamatzis? That's what you really have to understand in this Rambam, if we're not going to say completely like the Biskarov. Rav Tali Trop has a somewhat different mahalach in the Rambam. He also learns, based on what Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam says, that every Bechara also has Ketusha Shlomim. However, he learns in the Rambam holds that in order to make Hatfasa onto something, there are two requirements, two conditions. One requirement is that thing is called the Dovra Nader. In other words, it came b'neder, it came voluntarily through the person's choice, and not by a requirement. And second of all, there's a requirement that the ketusha that did come onto this thing has to come through a person. It has to be a ketusha bidei adam. So he therefore explains, for example, by a chatos. So there, it fulfills the second requirement that its ketusha comes through a person being makdashit, because the person has to make the thing into chatos. However, the first requirement, that has to be a davar another, that is only because we find, like we said in the Rambam, we find by a chatas and asham of nazir, a person can voluntarily decide to make himself a nazir and be required in a chatas and asham. Now, Bechar, like we're saying from Benu Avram ben Rambam, it has on it the title of a shlamim. It's a type of shlamim. So therefore, it's not lacking the condition that it has to be that a person brings it voluntarily. But the problem with the Bechar, the reason why it can't be matvis, is because it's lacking the fact that a person is makdashit, since it's kaddish b'ktusha shemayim. So therefore, it's not the type of ktusha that a person can be matvis onto. So Vitali explains that that's all before shchita. However, after shchita, there's a Gemara Maseches Menachos Daf Ayin Chesam Beis that says that sakin makadish v'basar, that when a person shechts, it's the act of shchita that turns the meat into ketushas carbon. So Naftali explains that since the shchita itself sanctifies the basar, that's what makes the basar kaddish. So now after shchita, now the bechara fulfills both tzadim, both tnayim. First of all, it's a type of animal that could come bin neder. In other words, it could come by a person's choice, since it has a shem shlamim. And second of all, the person was makdashit. By shechting it, a person was makdashit. So that's why the Rambam says that a person could be matvis on a ketushas bechar after shechita, as long as it's before the zrikas adam. So I want to point out, according to Rav Tali, comes out that if unlike the Briskarov, he holds that if a matvis peiris in a live bechar, it certainly would not be a chal v'hatvasa according to Rabbi Yehuda, which we paskin like. The reason is because before the shechita, the entire ketusha came solely bidei shemayim, and therefore a person can't be matvis on a live animal, which is a bechar. Now Rav Tali himself learns to answer the Rambam why it is that after zikas adam you can't be matvis. He learns, also similar to Briskarov, that the concept of Mikari Kamatvis means in the primary shame of the Ketusha. And over here, the shame of the Ketusha is Bechar, so therefore, you can't be Matvis in it. But according to the Mahalach of the Rav Naftali, there's Makim to explain the Rambam al derech Raivi Shainim. In other words, that Mikari Kamatvis means the dinim that originally had. And that is, if we'll just be Makdim, that it's possible that you can't say that Bikari kamatzis means that I could find an arbitrary time when dinim were chal and being matzis on that dinim, those dinim. It could be that when you say bikari kamatzis, you have to be matzis at the time the dinim originally were chal, the dinei ketusha were originally chal. That would explain why it is that if a person's matzis onto bechar la'achas zvikas adam, memanav shechu won't be chal. If we go based on the dinim that exists now, so right now there's no dinei iser on the achila on this meat, so I certainly can't be matzis. And if we go to the original dinim that were on it, originally when the animal was alive, a person also can't be matzis, because then he's being matzis b'kedushas bechar. So that would explain the Rambam. Like you said, the lashon of the Rambam is that he's lehitzus ela bikarei shayaser. The Rambam means bikarei means the original time when this became kaddish. That's the time the dinim that were on it then. That's the time after matzis, and at that time, then there was no kedushas adam, and therefore I can't be matzis on the based on that time. Mishnah at the end of the parak brings the halacha that if someone says kainim pi midaber imcha, if someone says that his mouth should be kainim from speaking with you, then the halacha is that's a valid neder and it's also for him to speak to him. Now the Gemara asks on this that when a person says kainim pi midaber imcha, that my mouth should be kainim from speaking to you, the implication is that what the person is coming to aser is the act of speaking. So the Gemara asks on this from a Braisa that distinguishes between a neder and a shvua. The Braisa says that a shvua is chal bein al davar sheyesh bei mamish, bein al davar sheyein bei mamish. A shvua could be chal even on something that is not tangible. In other words, like an action, such as speaking. Whereas a neder is only chal on a davar sheyesh bei mamish. In order for a neder to be chal, there has to be chal on something. In other words, it has to be chal on a chayfetz, and therefore, by asering to the act of speaking, that would be, the Gemara understands, at least in the Havmina, that would be a neder and a davar she'ein bo mamish. So the simple way to understand that means that shvua does not require being chal on anything. The shvua is just an isser gavra, it's an isser on him to do something, so therefore a person can make a shvua even on an act. And that is the way the Ritva over here in our sugi explains it. However, the Ran over here is quite nuanced. The Ran says that the reason why a shvua is chal on a davar shein bei mamish is because shvua is an iser gavra, and so the shvua is chal on the person. So therefore, any act that emanates from a person, the shvua has place to be chal on. So now it's not a simple, it's not the way we simply understand that a shvua does not require something to be chal on. It does require something to be chal on. Just like a neder has to be chal on something, a shvua also has to be chal on something. The difference, according to the way the Ran explains, between a neder and a shvua is that a shvua could be chal on the person. So that's the difference in nuance between the way the Ritva explains this concept of a shvua being chal on davar shein bei mamish and the Ran explains a shvua being chal on a davar shein bei mamish. Now, it's yitachein that in this machlekes we have between the Ritva and the Ran, we find that another machlekes that seems to be they're going l'shitasam. The Ritva over here says on Daf Yudalid, he says that a person who's a matvish on a shvua is not a hatfas at all. There's no such thing as being matvish by a shvua. The Ran, by contrast, the Maseches Shvuos, brings down that what the Gemara means when it says that you can't be matvish in a shvua is it's referring to a case where I have a kikar that I made. I said a shvua, I'm not going to eat this kikar. And then I take another kikar and I say that this kikar should be that like that kikar. In such a case, the Ran says it won't be a good hatfasa. However, the Ran says if let's say someone makes a shua, he won't eat this kikar, and I say that I'm making sure I'm going to be like that person. So then, according the Ran says that will be chal, and the Ran is nachas the tzad over there that the reason is because hatfasa will work even on a shua in such a case. We see clearly from the Ran this concept that a shvua also has to be chal on something. The only thing is that it can be chal on the person. Therefore, l'shitasa, the Ran holds that you could do hatfasa even by a shvua, whereas the Ritva, by contrast, holds that there's no such concept of hatfasa at all by a shvua. The Gemara answers its question on the Mishnah by saying that it's talking, ba'omer yasar pi l'diburi. The person doesn't say, I'm asering an act of speaking. Rather, he's asering his mouth, he's putting a neder on his mouth, a koinim on his mouth, from doing an act of speaking. But the neder is on his mouth, and his mouth is davar sheyesh bei mamish, so it's chal. So the simple reading of the Gemara would indicate that the Gemara is making an ukimta in the Mishnah. that it's talking in such a case. However, the Ritva brings Rabbeinu Chananel that actually Rabbi Yehuda means to say is that when the person says Koinem pi midaber imcha, it's as if it's nasa koimer yasar pi l'dibrei. It's as if he said that I want to aser my mouth for its dibur. And most Rishonim go with this Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ran, the Rosh, Rav Rishonim, almost all the Rishonim go with this, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch also paskins. The Ran over here, and the Ritva and the Rashba says the same thing, they explain, when the Gemara says, Koinem pi midaber imcha, that it means, that like we're saying, like Rav Rishonim hold, that it's as if he said, Yeser pi l'dibur, it's as if he put the Koinem on his mouth for its dibur, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that we're saying that that's definitely what the word Koinem pi midaber imcha means. Rather, what it means, the Ran says, is that it could the translation of Koinem pi midaber imcha bears two translations. Those words bear two translations. It could mean that he's making an isser on the mice of dibur, or it could mean that he's making a koinem on his mouth for its dibur. And the Ran says the reason why the Mishnah says that it's a valid neder is because of the klal of stam nedarim lahachmir. So it comes out according to the Ran, and we said the Rashba also says like this, a very big chiddush ladina. Let's say a person will intend that he wants to aser, make a koinem on the act of speaking. And he says the lashon of the Mishnah, koinem pi medaber imcha. So then, according to the Ran, since the end of this Mishnah of stam nedarim lahachmir says, upirushim lahakel, if the reason why we're assuming that the person means lahachmir is because of stam nedarim lahachmir, so then the person has a right to say, no, I meant the more lenient translation. So over here too, if let's say the person will say that I meant that I want to aser the act of dibur, so the person will be neman. That's what should come out according to Ran and the Rashba. Now the Flas and Darim over here asks a very strong question on the Ran. He asks like this, that the Ran said over here in our sugya, he quotes the Gemara that says that if someone says koinim shini yoshin, and as he says a loshin that clearly indicates that what he's asering is the act of an act over there. It's talking about sleeping. So the Mishnah says later on that it's a good neder, and the Gemara says that it means that it's a good neder midir rabbanon. So over in Bal Yachol midir rabbanon. So the Ran asks that how come the Gemara asks that from the Brisa that a neder can't be chal on davar shein by mamish. It's true, it can't be chal min haTorah. But just like the Mishnah says later on, it could be Chamed Rabbanan, maybe that's what our Mishnah also means. When it says that it's a neder, maybe it means it's a neder Rabbanan, just like that Mishnah on Daf Yudalad means. That's the question the Ran asks, and the Ran says that the Gemara wants to say even a better answer, that it will be a full-fledged Issa D'Raisa. The Mishnah is discussing a case of a full-fledged Issa D'Raisa. That's what the Ran says. Now the Flas and Darm asks the following question, that the Rosh explains the reason why we say normally stam nedarim lahachmir is because a person is not mitzi dvar v'levatala. A person, if he's coming to make to say something about a chayfetz, he probably means to aser the chayfetz. If he doesn't mean to use a valid lashon, then what's he trying to say? So that's why we assume that stam nedarim lahachmir. So the Flas Nedarim asks that that's good. If let's say I have two stadim of what the person means. He could mean something that won't make any din, or he could mean to make a full-fledged neder. So then stam nedarim lahachmir will dictate that it must mean that he wanted to make a neder. But over here, when he says, in the case of our Mishnah, he says, koinem pi midaber imcha, so he's certainly making a neder. Our question is only, is he making a neder d'raisa, or is he making a neder d'rabbanon? But either way, there's going to be a neder over here. So how do we know that this person is coming to make and is a neder d'raisa? Maybe he's coming to make a neder d'rabbanon. So therefore, the klal of stam nedarim lahachmir should not apply in this case. So how could the Ran and the Rashba learn that our Gemara means that stam nedarim lahachmir dictates that he means yes or pila diburi? Who says? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe he means to say to aser just the act of speaking, and he means to aser midir rabbanon. That's the question the Flas Nedarim asks. The Flas Nedarim answers that the reason why you don't normally say a suffix deraisa lahachmir is because over here there's a chazaka that he doesn't have a neder on his hands. So to the extent it would just be a suffix, would say Safik Lahakol. So therefore, that's why the Rishonim need this reason, the special reason that Ein Adam Maitzi Dvarav Lavatala. Therefore, we know that's the reason that we need that reason to tell us that he means the Tzad Chorm and he means to make an Eder. That's what the Aflas Nedarim says. So the Aflas Nedarim goes on to say that according to this, that's good when we have two tzadim. One tzad is that there's no neder, and one tzad there is a neder, then we say there's a cheskas heter. But over here, this neder certainly made an iser. So since there's certainly an iser, there's no cheskas heter. So if so, we should go back to the regular klal of Safik Deraisa L'Chumrah. And therefore, that's how the Haflas Nedarim explains this Ran. He says, even though the Ran says, invokes the Mishnah of Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir, he doesn't mean the regular reason of Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir. He means a different reason. He means, because over here, that would have the same halacha, not like regularly, because otherwise, why is he speaking? But you have a special din, because over here will be because of Safik Deraisa L'Chumra, since there's no Chazaka, because anyways it's for sure Aser. So therefore we go back to the din of Safik Deraisa L'Chumra, and that is what the Aflas Nedarim says, is what the Ran means when he says, Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir. Now, I find this Aflas Nedarim very hard to understand, for two reasons. First of all, the din of Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir is not a din of Safik. It's a din vaday. The Rishonim speak out that a person will get malchus because of stam l'darm l'hachmir. So therefore, it's very difficult to say that the Ran over here means because stam l'darm l'hachmir if he means to say the Safik Deraisa l'chumra. By Safik Deraisa, normal Safik Deraisa l'chumra, you don't give malchus. And also, if they have another suffix, then you'll have a seksveka. Whereas the din of stam l'darm l'hachmir, that's a vaday psak, that's what the person means, unless he explains otherwise. So then even if you had another suffix, that would be a suffix d'raisa. Whereas if the Ran here means because of suffix d'raisa, then it would be, you'd have a seksveka if you had a suffix. So it's very difficult to understand that that's really what the Ran means, that when he says the klal of stam l'darm l'hachmir. And another difficulty is, I think this is a much greater difficulty, is that the Aflas Nedarim is saying that since there's at least an Issur D'Rabbanan, then there's no Cheskas Heter. It's true in an absolute sense there's certainly an Issur, but if we look from the perspective of Mitzvah D'Raisa, from the perspective of Mitzvah D'Raisa, there is a Cheskas Heter, even if there's an Issur D'Rabbanan, but from the perspective of D'Raisa, then it's Mutter. So therefore, why should there not be, at least from the derisive perspective, a chazaka of heter? So therefore, we have no right to say that there's no cheskes heter. There's still regular cheskes heter, and therefore, on the derisive level, we should say there's no iser. So the tet of aflas nedarim is very difficult to understand. Now, as far as the actual question of aflas nedarim, that since there's certainly going to be an iser derabanan, so why do we say Stam l'darm l'hachmir? The whole reason why we normally say Stam l'darm l'hachmir is because otherwise what's the person coming to do? And maybe here he's coming to make an Issur D'Rabbanan. That's his question on the Ran. So to answer his question, we really have to understand when the Gemara says, or the Mishnah says in Daf Yudalid, that if a person asers an act, a maisa, that's an Issur D'Rabbanan of Bal Yachal, it could be the Mishnah doesn't mean that the Rabbanan made a new type of Neder Rabbanan. We have Neder Deraisa, and now there's a Neder Rabbanan. It could be that the Chazal weren't misakin this type of Neder that a person can make such an Adarim. Rather, Chazal said, when you fail in making a Deraisa, if it's close enough to Neder, we're going to tell you can't do it, because Otu is a Deraisa. If we assume like that, then we could all further say in the Rosh, when the Rosh says, that Ein Adam Maitzi Dvarav Levatola, in other words, we interpret a person as trying to make a valid neder, it could be, it doesn't mean if this technically will become usher, that's what we assume the person is trying to do. It could be the Rosh means that since he's coming to make a neder, we assume he means a way that's valid. So over here, since there's no neder drabanan, if we assume there's no such thing as neder drabanan per se, the Chazal gave you a different type of neder, so it could be that the underlying principle still applies. Since we see this person is trying to ask for himself, so he probably means to do so in a valid manner. That's probably the chayr, that's the pashup shot, and the Ran over here, when he says the klal of stam nedarim lahachmer.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.